with Cooper and Una.
Breakfast rolls.
Jumpstart your morning.
Anytime you want.
Oh my goodness gracious me. Good morning, good afternoon, good day, good evening, whatever time of day you listen to the podcast. How are you?
What about you?
What's going on? Did you have fun today?
I did. I had a lot of fun today. Lots of fun today.
And it was her usual rude self.
I wasn't rude. I didn't mean it when I said you were too big for your bath.
You said it again.
No, I didn't mean. But you have a tiny, your bath is tiny.
It's a half-size bath.
It's a half-size bath.
It's a small bathroom.
It is a small bathroom, yeah. But sure, like, you have no business going into that. But why would you? You wouldn't be able to relax. You wouldn't be able to stretch out.
Well, I can put my legs up on the wall.
What? No one needs that image in their head. Anyway, yeah.
Oh my God.
You're entitled to have a bath. You are.
Yeah. Well, you said earlier on that I shouldn't be entitled to have a bath. What do you do? Grown ass man having a bath is what you said.
Joking.
No, you weren't. No, you weren't. You haven't let it go.
I didn't know it was.
No.
It was. Anyway.
All right. We had a lot of fun on the show. Let's get into it. Our survey says...
Producer Dodo! I introduce you like it's a wrestling match.
Oh, that was good.
That was good, wasn't it? Would you like that, Una, if I introduce you like it was a wrestling match?
Go on, try it.
Una! Doesn't matter.
Beautiful. My question today.
Yeah, what you got?
34% of adults admit they've done this while working from home. What is it?
Redecorated. Paint the house.
Oh, yeah. Just get DIY jobs done.
Get it done.
Yeah, that's a good shout. I don't have time in the evening sometimes. You're too tired.
You just want to sit down and chill out.
Did you? It's not the answer, though, Cooper.
Oh.
No.
Okay.
Good thinking.
Thank you very much.
Is it... You have a meeting from the bathroom while you're in the bath and just change the background or something.
Oh, so still have the camera on?
Just change the background and it's just like a headshot. Do you know what I mean? But really, you're there like soaking away in the bath.
So are you in the bath of this?
Oh, yeah.
That's a risky move, Una.
That's very
Do you know
risky.
What my friend is doing, right?
This is Anna who brought you out for fancy dinner.
No, this is my friend Niamh.
Okay.
She's building a new house and she is bringing a TV into, she has like a big massive television over the bath so she can relax in the bath and watch TV. I think it's the best idea ever.
I don't like that idea at all.
Why? It's all safe and stuff. Like, it's not.
No, I just think anytime I go to the bath, it's just a case of like, all right, bored. My baths don't last longer than 5-10 minutes. I'm just like,
but you're a grown man. Why are you going for a bath?
What do you mean? So you're saying grown men?
No, but you've got one of those.
You're too sexist and ageist.
No, you're too big for the bath. Your bath is one of those fancy copper.
I'm going to leave.
No.
I'm going to leave.
Yours is a sit down bath. Yours isn't a.
Yeah, because I'm not 93, Una. I don't need a little door into the bath and then.
No,
just...
but like, can you spread your legs out properly in your bath? Because it's a fancy one. What are you laughing at?
This is a family show, Una.
Exactly, and I'm just trying to say, oh, sorry, I phrased it all wrongly. I meant to say, you're too long for your bath. Because I've seen your bath, and it's, oh my God. I'm just going to stop talking now, because you're giving me very strange looks. Look, you're entitled, I'm sorry. You're very entitled to have a bath. I should not have said that. I apologise, sincerely.
Thank you. Oh. I'm so glad you're back.
It's not the answer, no.
I don't even know what the guess was.
I think the guess was have a meeting in the bathroom.
Oh, right, okay.
On still, yeah.
Okay, cool.
No, it's not that, no. It's
all right. So, 087-110-207, if you want to join in the conversation with Una, whatever she had going on there, and point out all of the innuendos.
There was
that
no
she,
innuendo.
Una, you know exactly what you're
I
doing.
I swear to God.
You know.
No, I do not. There is absolutely no innuendo. And I would say I'd own it.
You also said I was too fat for me back.
I never said that. I said you're too long.
No, you
long.
Said you're too big.
No, I phrased it incorrectly.
What is the question? Your Honour.
34% of adults admit they've done this while working from home. What is it?
I don't know. I wonder what it's going to be like working from home with Una, which is banned from the studio. If you've just joined us, you missed Una. Just like losing the run of herself there. This will be on the podcast after the show.
I didn't lose the run of myself.
I know, it was so funny. Una describing my me and bats and why I shouldn't have one.
I meant your bat at home, because I've seen his bat at home.
If anybody missed it, they can listen to it on the podcast.
Yeah, okay.
We don't need to go down another rabbit hole.
No, let's not do that.
Of you and all your innuendos. All right. The question this morning.
34% of adults admit they've done this while working from home. What is it?
This message came in. I can't actually say the words that they've said, but is self-care.
Self-care. Ah, yeah. It's a good guess.
Well, what do you mean, self-care?
But no, I'll tell you all fair, because it's not for on air.
Could be a high percentage. It's not the answer, though, no.
Sarah in Leash says, the answer to survey says that you take sporadic naps throughout the day. God, I love working from home. Sarah. I'm so jealous.
Oh, my God.
No, napping across the day, it's not the answer, no.
Okay.
Could the answer today be bring the laptop to the cafe, hairdressers, or the nail salon? I know I put on the fire from YouTube to keep laptop alive, and I'll schedule Teams messages. I won't do a voice note for obvious reasons.
Sussed.
But why can we not work from home?
Why can't we?
Yeah.
Well, you can't figure out how to use your internet.
That's true.
And I can. It's just that you miss me when I'm not here.
It's the only reason
I'm here. Yeah. Otherwise, I'd have a lot more money in my life because...
Oh, God, you don't go to get started.
Fuel prices, Una.
You were not the only one affected by the fuel crisis.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah.
Yeah, but like if you just let me work from home, I wouldn't be affected.
087-1102-107.
All right, okay, here we go.
34% of adults admit they've done this while working from home. What is it?
All right, get your guesses in. Producer Donald, what are you asking us this morning to try and figure out in our survey says this morning on a Tuesday?
34% of adults.
Wow. Every time you went to speak, I just kept
you do it on
work.
Purpose when you see me speaking.
100%,
yeah. I'll just stop now. Yeah.
Brilliant, we won. Yay!
34% of adults admit they've done this while working from home. What is it?
Is the answer a get your housework done? I do get my batch cooking done for the week when I work from home on a Monday. Don't say my name, lol. Okay. Batch cooking done in a Monday. That's so handy, isn't it?
Handy when it's actually cooking then. You can just do your work.
And you're getting paid for it.
Don't you be getting any idea? Actually, yeah, no.
Can you imagine me batch cooking? That's never going to happen.
No.
Is that the answer?
It's not the answer, no.
Is it have some fun with the missus? Lol. That's from Eamon and Nace.
You're both working from home. Yeah, well, fair enough. No.
A lot of people work from home nowadays.
This is true.
Yeah.
Very true. Is it not like you're in for like a couple of days and then
Tuesdays
and Thursdays are normally the in work days
in the office,
because that's
yeah.
why there's always loads of no spaces outside. All the car spaces are gone out here
on a Thursday,
yeah. And a Tuesday.
Mm-hmm.
Is that right?
No, okay. It's not the answer. No.
All right, let's get one more.
Top dressed, bottom pajamas. If you're on Teams calls or anything like that.
Top dress, bottom pajamas.
That is the answer.
Stop.
Yes, correct. Yeah, just you kind of make yourself presentable from the top half up and then you just wear whatever you want down below.
Imagine doing
100%.
Out in the wild, though.
You couldn't go to the shops like that, I don't think. No.
Yeah,
of course you could.
Could I?
Oh, yeah, of course you could.
So
just a long coat. Like, I mean... Who cares if you're wearing pajamas? But if you wanted to cover them up, just wear a long coat.
No, but I don't want it to cover it up. So,
all right, well then you do you, love.
So if I came into work in my pajamas,
yeah.
Oh, don't do that.
You should 100% do it.
Then Una will do that.
Do it. Oh, I will do it.
Breakfast rolls.
Arguing on the radio at the end of Rhyme It about the score, and it didn't really matter because either way.
I know, but I just wanted to give her that extra point. Do you know what I mean? Because she deserved it. And there you are, taking it away from her. You were like, oh, 4, as in that's a really bad score. So she actually got 5, so you can't count.
Well,
so
that's now you don't need to listen to it.
Oh, sorry. No, you do. You do, because I had a brilliant idea, motivation for... And I'm actually going to do this. Motivation for being fit and healthy and losing some weight. I have an idea, and it's going to keep me in shape, I think.
Not if it doesn't motivate you and it motivates you to buy the product.
Yes, this is the oil I used to have you inside me, and now you're going to be inside me again.
All right. All right, here's Rhyme It with Denise from Monaghan. Think on the spot, you're up against the clock. Don't take the hit, you gotta rhyme it.
Sing it. Think on the spot, you're up against the clock. Don't take the hit, you gotta rhyme it.
Denise from Monaghan, good morning, Denise. How
Hi,
are
Denise.
You?
Good morning. How are you?
Good, thanks very much. Whereabouts are you standing right now? What's going on in your life?
I'm standing in a little corner. I was at Cinema World this morning, so I found a little spot to answer the phone.
Oh, amazing. Yeah. Now, are you standing on the scales or are you...
No.
No. Has that part over?
The scales just at the moment. I don't want the phone to weigh any extra.
I know what you mean. I know. Girl, take that bra off. Take the socks off before you stand on it because it all...
Oh, don't you worry. Everything came off. So
everything came off, yeah. Wow. I know that trick. Yeah. No, the best time to do it is in the morning after you've had a wee.
Oh, I think so.
Yeah, 100%.
Yes,
yeah.
Yes. And no fluids. Yeah.
No fluids. Totally exactly. Agree. Yeah, I was just thinking, like, if I were to lose some weight, I've come up with a novel new way to keep it off, to give myself a G up.
Okay.
And I'm going to share this with people to see what they think of this idea.
Okay, here we go. Fitness weight loss knowledge with Una. Here, we got special music for this for you, Una.
So, let's just say you lost 7 pounds, right? Half a stone. That's decent.
Pretty good, yeah.
So to keep yourself going and give yourself that G up, right, and motivation,
yeah.
I'm thinking I would go to a supermarket and I would take the 7 pounds of butter, Kerrygold, from the fridge, and I would hold that in my hands and I would go, look at what you've done, girl. You have got 7 pounds of butter off you. And I'd feel it, and I'd be like, that's amazing. So, that's my...
You'd be standing there holding the butter.
Yeah.
But also, look what you would have saved as well, money-wise.
What do you mean?
Well, unless you steal it, you have to buy it.
I'm not buying the butter. I'm just taking it out of the fridge to hold it. Why would I buy the butter? No.
I'm saying because you're not buying it anymore.
Oh, right. Yeah. Oh, yeah. No, I still... Yeah, anyway.
It's a hard job.
But what do you think of that idea, Denise? Do you think that would, like... Just
I think that's fine. That sounds amazing, so it does.
Wouldn't it keep you going now? So you can use my tip later on if you want, and you can go into the supermarket and whatever weight you've lost, just take it out in pounds of butter and then be like, oh, my God, go me. I think it's a really good idea, actually.
I think it is, too.
Thanks, Denise.
Right, Denise, you are good to go with Rhyme It this morning. The rules are very simple and straightforward. Yes. We're going to give you a word. You've got to then answer every question that we give you with and every answer rhymes with that word. Get the highest score at the end of the week. You win the contents of Una's drawers.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, your word that you have to rhyme with this morning is...
Fab. F-A-B. Just like you. Fab.
Okay.
All right.
Okay.
Your 30 seconds start now.
Americans call a taxi this.
Cab.
When you press against a cut lightly with a cloth to clean it, you'd what to it?
Dab.
When you get your flu injections, you get a what?
Dab.
If you're getting a few things at a bar, you might open a what?
Tab.
Scientists work in a what?
Lab.
If you take something from someone forcefully, you'd what it?
Grab.
Another word if someone takes or steals something.
Time is up. Oh.
You did fairly well.
What did you say for number three? When you get your flu injections, you get a what?
Probably stab, but I didn't mean it.
Yeah, no, you did say stab. So you only got four this morning.
Don't say only. Yeah, four is a very... that's decent. It's solid.
Okay.
Well, at least it wasn't zero.
The high score is six at the moment to be zero.
Okay, well, I wasn't here yesterday, so I didn't know that. Yes.
Okay, sorry. Donald's saying to me five. I've counted four. So, cab, dab, tab, lab.
Grab.
Wasn't in time for nab.
So, grab.
Grab.
Grab, yeah. All right.
He's better couching than you are.
That's five.
So, you got five. Don't mind him. Look, he's trying to take points on it.
It's only a fun game. That's all it is. It's only a fun game for a bunch of purple snacks that Una has to buy out of her own wages. That's all it is. That's all it is. Everyone's taking it very seriously.
I'll take it.
Yeah, exactly. No, you're not allowed to have it. Because you didn't get the highest score so far. All right, listen.
Please let us know if you do your My Supermarket tip, and take some pictures, and I'll do the same.
Okay.
Yeah, we can keep each other going. Motivation, sisters.
Yeah. Thank you.
Brilliant. All right. Thanks bye, very Denise. Much, Denise. Bye-bye. There you go. If you'd like to come on and argue with Mum and Dad on the radio, you know what to do. Just send us a message, 087-1102-107, saying, hey, I can rhyme it and I can hold on to 7 pounds of butter.
Are you on my tier list?
Is I Mornings with Cooper and Una.
Breakfast rolls.
Mammy. Daddy.
Mammy. Oh, Mammy. Oh, Daddy. So, grown men calling their mother and father Mammy and Daddy. Mm. Someone's got an ick.
Yeah, and that's what Get It Off Your Chest is all about this morning.
Get it off your chest. If there's something that's bothering you, something that's bugging you. We had a good rant actually last week. I like the Get It Off Your Chest about other people on the roads because other people are stupid.
Stupid faces.
Looks at loads of those this morning. But if you want to get it off your chest anytime you like, you can send us a message. 087-1102-107. What's happening this morning?
This is coming in from Scarred for Life, Fia. She says, hey guys, this is a bit of a mad one, but hear me out. My boyfriend's giving me the ick and I don't know if I'm being a cold bitch or not, but I can't help how I feel. I went to meet his parents in Mayo recently. We got the train down. He rang his mam to collect us and he said, hi, Mammy, can you come and collect us at the station and can we get chipper for dinner? Thanks, Mammy. I got an immediate ick. It got worse when we went back to the house and he called his dad Daddy and asked him for a Capri Sun. No, this is hilarious. Oh my God. Everything is Mammy this, Daddy that. I wanted to run.
Oh no. Okay.
He then kissed his Mammy on the lips.
Get out.
When we were going to bed. Speaking of bed, I was cast out to the cold spare room. Not allowed sleep together. We're 22 and finished college. It's backwards. What do you all think? Scarred for life, Fia. Oh, Mimi.
Okay, I get the sleeping in separate rooms thing. Like, you have to respect, you know, the parents' kind of, like, beliefs and rituals and this, that and the other. But,
yeah.
Mammy giving your fella a kiss on the lips at his age. Nope, get in the sea. I don't mind the mammy and daddy thing. That's nice. It's endearing. Do you not think? No.
Mammy and daddy.
Yeah, mammy, daddy.
No. I don't.
I know that if I'm being asked for something, if they want something from me, my two be like,
Daddy.
No, Father. I get the feet out. I'm like, what?
That's weird.
Yeah.
Father.
They do it as a make take, though.
Oh,
do you know what
yeah,
I mean?
Yeah.
What do you reckon? Do you reckon do you like the mammy and daddy?
I mean, mammy is a very commonly used term in Ireland. Because I think it comes from Awam, the Irish. Awam, as in a mom. So that's why. So I would call, you would call your mother mom. I would call my mother mom. Yeah. What do you say, Donal? You're
yeah.
a
mum. Yeah.
Mum. Mum, or mam, or mammy.
Mum.
Or ma.
Mum. That's, yeah, I see that's English, isn't it? Mum.
Oh, yeah.
You'd say mom, like the Americans do.
No, Awam, like the Irish, Awam.
Would you not call your the person?
You say mummy.
Is it not mommy?
No, I don't. strangely enough. Mommy, hello. The scone doesn't have enough cream on.
Mommy, will you get the staff to bring the horses round?
I think the worst thing here is he asked his daddy for a Capri Sun.
Yeah.
And then he asked his mommy, can he get chipper for dinner? Thanks, mommy. But I suppose, like, when you go home, you do kind of revert into your own, you know.
Yeah, like I said in my mum's the other day, like only a couple of weeks ago, when my sister was home from the States.
Yeah.
And we all stayed in our rooms that we all kind of grew
That's
up in.
That's nice.
It was nice. And there was still some of my toys there. But like my sister's rooms have all been turned into something else. But she's holding on to my
there,
room.
There you go. Golden yeah, balls. That's a golden. Yeah, golden erode again, man.
I said, okay, any chance of having me pajamas and a hot water bottle for when I get back from the pub? She's like,
yeah. You're joking me.
She did.
She did not.
I was joking, but she did it anyway.
She left you pajamas and a hot water bottle.
Well, it was a t-shirt, but yeah.
Ew.
It's class.
Just a t-shirt to bed, that's disgusting. I hope you had a pair of boxers on besides go to bed. No, nothing but a t-shirt. No. That's disgusting.
I Winnie the Pooh. Oh my God. Just a t-shirt.
Yuckity yuck.
I walk around like I'm Winnie the Pooh.
Oh my God.
Just a t-shirt.
No, that's a terrible image you put in everyone's minds. Put on a pair of trousers for the love of God.
Don't you judge me.
I will.
Don't you tell me what to wear.
Anyway, Mammy and Daddy. 087 110 107. What do you think Fia should do? Or is she wrong to be getting the ick now? The mammy ick, the mick.
Got an awful chance this morning. God, there's so many things going on with this message that we got in on 087 110 107.
Yeah, let's break it down. So
Break it down.
So this is from Fia, and she says, "Hey guys, my boyfriend's giving me the ick, and I don't know if I've been a bit cold or not, but I can't help how I feel. I went to meet his parents in Mayo. We got the train down. He rang his mam to collect us and he said, 'Hi, mammy, can you come and collect us at the station and can we get chipper for dinner? Thanks, mammy.' I got an immediate ick. It got worse when we went back to the house and he called his dad, Daddy, and asked him for a Capri Sun. Can I have a Capri Sun, Daddy? Everything is mammy and Daddy, mammy and Daddy. I wanted to run. He then kissed his mammy on the lips when we were going to bed.
Okay, no.
Speaking of bed, I was cast out to the cold spare room. Not allowed to sleep together. We're 22 and finished college. It's backwards. What do you all think? Amy says mammy and daddy is a massive ick, Fia. Run.
Is it?
I think mammy and daddy to a certain age, and then it kind of stops. You have to grow up a
bit.
What
do you have to progress to then?
Although if my twins stop calling me mama, I will be heartbroken.
Mama?
They call me mama, yeah.
Who are the Spice Girls?
Mama is lovely and cute and endearing.
So what stage is it not cute
and
endearing?
No, it's going to be no forever.
Okay, so here we go. Let's get this scenario, okay? It's whatever year and it is. Here we go. And it's like Jamie's bringing his girlfriend back. They're 22 years old. And you're about to pick him up from the train station. But he calls you to say that where they are at the platform. Mama, hi, can we get chipper on the way home, Mama?
Of course you can, darling. I'll be there in 2 minutes.
That poor child.
Tell that girl she's not welcome.
Okay. 087 110 107. Is that a genuine ick, being calling your parents mammy and daddy? I think
well,
it's kind of nice.
Oh, come on. He asked his daddy for a Capri Sun, and he asked his mammy, could he get chipper for his dinner? He's 22. Come on now. It's a Capri Sun thing.
You're 23 and I've heard you ask your mom, can we get pizza tonight for dinner? Mom, I'll be with you later on. Can we get pizza? Give me out the jumbos.
Yeah, jumbos.
Don't tell dad about jumbos. You think I'm kissing boys on the back again? Get it off your chest this morning. We have an ick situation where there's two people who finished up in college and she went back to Mayo to your man's gaff and he calls the mom, mammy, and the dad, daddy, asks the daddy for a Capri Sun and ask the mammy for a chipper. And also then kisses mammy on the lips. She's not also allowed to stay over in the room.
She's allowed to stay over, just not allowed to share a bed. She's in a different room.
It's fair.
It's fair, yeah.
Respect mammy and daddy.
Respect mammy's authority.
So she's a bit icked out about this, so we're wondering what. There's loads of good voice notes coming in. 087 110 107.
Yeah, so I listened to what that listener texted in. And she should really, really worry when he starts to ask her, can he call her mammy?
Stop.
You know, just imagine it for a moment there.
Nope.
Oh, mammy.
Stop. No.
Stop.
Stop it. All right. Keep your messages coming in. 087 110 107. And we'll see. Can we quash this ick for this person? Because they are completely icked out.
Yeah.
Just maybe when his mammy is going to kiss him on the lips and give him a Capri Sun, don't look at it.
Yeah, because I think there could be something very wholesome and pure in the whole mammy and daddy thing.
Okay. Get it off your chest this morning. This is fun. This is bringing giggles to people's. And also some questions being asked why this person's getting the ick on Get It Off Your Chest this morning. 087 110 107.
There's a couple of things to unpack here. So this is from Scarred for Life, Fia. Fia's recently gone to Mayo with her new boyfriend. And when she arrived at the train station, he rang his mam to collect them. And he said, "Hi, mammy, can you come and collect us at the station? And can we get cheaper for dinner? Thanks, mammy."
Cute.
And then it got worse, she says, when they went back to his house because he calls his dad, daddy, and asked his daddy for a Capri Sun. And then he kissed his mammy on the lips when they were going to bed. And she wasn't allowed to sleep in the same room as him, which is fine. So she was in the spare room and she says it's backwards. And she's just really got the ick over the
mammy. Do you not think it's nice, though, that he has a lovely relationship, a loving relationship with his parents still? Like, you know, there'd be some kids who wouldn't even, like, call their
Oh, no, stop. Or... That frightens me.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, I suppose, like...
The kissing on the lips thing, that's... too much.
The Capri Sun is the thing that gets me.
I like that. It's nice. It keeps the Capri Sun. Do you know what I mean?
A Capri Sun.
Yeah, what's wrong with a Capri Sun?
Daddy. Like when you're a daddy. Can I have a Capri Sun, daddy?
Yeah.
Like, are you seven?
Yeah, but it maybe it brings some sort of nostalgic comfort. Maybe that's what his daddy used to get him all the time. And when he was and then when he's going home, maybe it was said in jest. It's like,
well, listen, I don't know. Anyway, Fia's got the serious ick.
I think you got the ick with this one as well. All right, what are you saying? 0871 102 107.
I have to say that is the funniest thing I've ever heard in my life. Mommy and daddy and the kiss and the lips. I was just in ribbons in the car. That's just so funny. You can nearly envision her giving the side eye, and lying in bed in her spare room, looking up at the ceiling going, oh my God, what have I walked into? This, it's just so funny. So funny. All I can say is, if you're planning to marry this man, do not relocate down to Mayo. That's it. It's just, I'm just in stitches here. So funny.
Very good. All right, what else are you saying this morning? 087-110-2107. Mammy, daddy, kissing the lips. Capri Sun.
Hi, I'm 37 and I still call my dad daddy. I have never once called him his real name. That would be offensive to me and to him, I think, at this stage. I also call my partner's mom and dad mommy and daddy.
Oh.
Or we've recently graduated to granny and da. So... yeah, I don't see what's weird about that.
Okay, sorry, just let's rewind back there a second, because Una had an instant reaction.
To me and to him, I think, at this stage. I also call my partner's mom and dad, mommy and daddy.
All right, okay, so there was
I don't know, is it just the partner's mom and dad? Oh, mommy and daddy, it's just very... Well, do you know what? It's lovely and wholesome, and I'm just a cynic.
Yeah.
Can you imagine calling Big Dave daddy?
No. Absolutely not.
Please do it.
He would change all the locks and all the gates. No, absolutely not. No. And I think it'd be really weird if Lisa called my mom Mammy.
Mammy.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, of course it would be. You don't call her Mammy. Do you know what I mean?
What, or Mom then?
Huh?
I don't call her by your name.
No, you call her mom.
Yeah,
You don't say mammy.
I know, but it'd be weird if Lisa called her mom.
Yeah.
I think that'd be very weird. Yeah.
I don't know how I would feel if I had a daughter-in-law or a son-in-law that would call me mammy or mom. I don't think I'd like it. I'd be like, no, I didn't grow you. You don't get that luxury.
I didn't grow you.
No.
You don't have the privilege of calling me mammy.
Mammy.
Yeah, I wonder, do many people call the in-laws mammy and daddy?
That's something else to unpack that we need to investigate for sure.
Okay, 087-110-2107. Calling your parents mammy and daddy, or whatever you want to call them, but kissing the lips and the chipper and the...
And it's Capri Sun, not Capri Sun.
What's the name of the island?
I don't know.
The island of...
Capri.
Capri. And a Ford.
A Capri Sun.
Capri.
Capri Sun.
A Capri Sun.
No, Capri.
Now you're saying Cadbury.
That's a hill I'll die on.
You know, we're trying to help this person because they're getting it off the chest because they went back to her boyfriend's house and he calls the parents mammy and daddy, which is fine. Do you know what I mean?
I think, yeah. The fact that he asked his daddy for a Capri Sun.
You say it so weird.
I don't say it weird. It's Capri. A Capri Sun. That's the way we grew up saying it. Okay?
A Capri Sun.
A Capri Sun.
There's no A after
it. It doesn't matter. That's what everyone says. It's like pseudo cream. It's pseudo creme, but everyone says pseudo cream. Yes, they do.
I'm not getting into this. All right. Somebody's calling me out on how I say Capri.
Notions.
What?
Super.
What?
It's not Capri Sun. It's Capri Sun.
How?
What? Pure. Notions.
It's not pure notions.
It's pure notions.
It's named after the island of Capri.
It's named after the island of Capri.
And also the Ford car, which is called a Capri. It's not called.
Well, we don't call the car a Capri, obviously.
But why do you call the?
Because that's just the way we grew up. That's it.
I'm going to tell my mammy on you.
Orla says, are we losing our Irishness? Did you not grow up calling your parents mammy and daddy? Mom is very American.
There you go now.
No, because actually mom comes from the Irish awam. A-W-H-A, father I am, awam. So we just took out the H.
Where'd you get the O from?
What? Mom, awam, awami, mommy.
Una, do you go on vacation with your mom and stand on the sidewalk eating uneven surface purples? What?
Do you know what? You're probably right. I should be calling our mom's mom.
Yeah.
Mom is perfect.
Yeah. I call,
mom is perfect.
I call mine Ma just to annoy her. She hates
that. That's very Dublin.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah, that's very pale.
How are you, Ma? Or
centric.
If we're talking about Mam or Mom or Mammy or whatever like this to my sisters, myself and my sister Nicola, we always refer to my mum to my other sister Sandra as your mother. For some reason, I don't know why, and it's become a thing. It's like,
I refer to mine as the supreme leader.
Oh my god! She's got her own nest. She's got her own online shop where you can buy uniforms and little flags with her face on them. All right, okay. All right, keep the messages coming. 087-110-2107. We got this message in from somebody who's got the ick, and it's a bit of an overreaction ick, I think, this one. Now the kissing the lips thing—that's it.
Okay, so. Afia says she's scarred for life because she went to Mayo with her current boyfriend and she heard him ring his mom and say, "Mammy, will you collect us at the train station and can we get chipper for dinner?" And then when he was at the house, he asked his daddy for a Capri Sun. Then he gave his mom a kiss on the lips going to bed. She wasn't allowed to sleep in the bed with him. She had to sleep in the spare room. I get that though, in fairness. So yeah, she's got the ick.
Yeah.
She's got the ick.
What are you saying?
She needs to run a mile as fast as she can, kissing his parents on the lips at that age.
Yeah, I know, the whole on the
lips.
Some
people do that though.
Up until what age?
I don't know.
You know? It's like, you know, on the head. Good night. Good luck to you.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
High five, fist bump when they get to about 16.
It's Mammy and Daddy. What's wrong with Mammy and Daddy?
I think that's fine. The Mammy and Daddy's fine.
It might be that phase in the middle where it's Mom and Dad.
Yeah.
Or my kid's current girl.
Yeah.
But it's Mommy and Daddy.
Yeah. Yeah, mine went through a stage of calling me bruh. Yours would probably go through that as well.
Bruh.
Hey yo, bruh. And I'm like, hey yo, where are you staying for the rest of the month? Are you, because I'm kicking you out.
Vicky says, I'm 38 and call my mammy and daddy, mammy and daddy. My own children call me mammy and my husband daddy. My youngest will say mother when she's tried to get my attention a couple of times and I've not realised she knows it sends a shiver down my spine, lol. Also, the grandparents are granny and granda. The in-laws know they are by their first names. The kissing on the lips is a bit weird. And if the fella likes a Capri Sun, Jesus, for the love of God, let him have a Capri Sun.
Let him have a Capri Sun,
Capri,
even.
Capri, it's Capri. You've notions now. Every child in Ireland called it a Capri Sun.
No, you're the only person who calls it a Capri Sun.
Wasn't Fionnuala in touch and she calls it a Capri Sun as well.
She calls it a Capri Sun.
And what do you call it?
A Capri. You're calling it a Capri.
Oh, Capri. Capri.
Don't go away from the fact that you're putting an extra letter in there.
La-dee-da.
C-A-P-R-I. Capri.
It's Capri. But anyway, you were diverting away from the incident.
You started it.
So, and I
you did. I have you just, literally did.
I have been schooled, I think. Every day is a school day on the origin of the word mam. So I said that mom, which is what I call my mother, comes from the Irish a whammy.
Yeah.
But no.
Go.
Elaine has been in touch. She says, Una, just to correct you, the mam actually comes from mammary gland, hence why most people call the mother is mam. Have a great day. Is that true, Donal?
No. Yes, mam as a mother term and mammary gland share a common ancient root through mam. Though it doesn't directly come from the anatomical phrase.
Cool.
Oh, they come from the Latin mama. Mama.
Stop.
No, sorry. So they come from the Latin mama.
Does it?
And that's what my twins call me mama. Yeah. So they're going to call me mama forever.
Good.
Yeah.
I continue to kiss them on the head then.
Yeah, Sophia, right. I don't know what to say to you.
Let the lad have his chipper. Let him have his Capri Sun and let him call his parents mammy and daddy.
Yeah, just don't go down to Mayo with him again. Just avoid mammy and daddy.
Anyway, at least we've talked about it on the radio. You can chat it to them about the week when you're down this weekend.
Yeah.
Miss the show? Don't worry. We've squashed in all the crack and served it up here. High
mornings with Cooper and Una.
Breakfast rolled.
And once again, you derailed something.
What did I do?
You turned it in on how to pronounce the word of a product.
Capri.
It's no one says Capri. We put it out in the office afterwards. Everyone says Capri.
No, you only say Capri.
No, me and my friends say Capri, Capri son. But people out there are saying Capri. You're saying, you're poshing it all up, Capri. Like you tried to posh Hosier up by calling him Hosier. Hosier. I know. So I'm not listening to how you pronounce things because I'm not noting things up. It's Capri, son.
I wish we filmed this as a video podcast because people could see your body language and the way your hands go down and they're like standing up and then you're like tapping the desk and you.
It's the hill I'll die on. Capri for life. I nearly get that tattooed.
It's not even spelled the way you're pronouncing
it. Doesn't matter. Does not matter. Hosier is not spelled Hosier. It's Hosier. And you still said Hosier. So I'm not trusting.
Once.
No.
On his first single.
And you say Sue de Creme and everyone says Sue de Cream. Come on, we're Irish. Say Capri.
No, I'm not saying Capri.
Capri.
It's Capri.
Oh my God. Anyway, listen, Capri Warriors Unite 087-102-107. How do you pronounce? Yeah, but just message in and then we can play them in the morning and everyone will know that I'm right, Capri son.
No one's going to do that.
Let's ring the company.
There's messages in from somebody saying actually Cooper is right. That's even the way they say it on the ad.
Yeah, but the ads, there's American people talking. Do you want to talk like an American person? You do, because you say things like vacation, don't you?
No.
You do?
No.
Oh, man, you crack me up with your gravy boats and your vacations and your hosiers.
I tried to explain your obsession with gravy boats to my lovely wife, Lisa, and she's just like, why? Why is it? Why is she so obsessed?
Does she not understand that you had a wedding list, right?
The gravy boat was not on the list.
You told me that you put a gravy boat was on the list.
It was with, it was a Delph set.
A Delph set? No, you said gravy boat.
But no.
So you asked someone, you actually asked someone to buy you a gravy boat.
No.
That's the saddest thing I've ever heard in my life. It's mortifying. Like, seriously, I'm sorry, Lisa, but mortifying.
Not once. If you looked at the list, not once did it say a gravy boat.
Can you please let me see that wedding list?
Where would I find that?
I don't know. You have it somewhere. Knowing you,
no.
You keep everything on file. I love to see it. What else did you ask? I bet you asked for little coasters as well. Maybe a teapot.
We did get a teapot. See, we'd only just got our first house as well, so it's God.
A teapot and a gravy boat.
Oh God.
The necessities of life. Oh, life's necessities. I tell you something else. If I had gotten a teapot.
What did you spend all the money I gave you on?
A gravy boat for my wedding. I'd have sent it back.
I should have got you a gravy boat for your wedding. Oh, my God. So they handed you a wad of cash.
What a cash. Yeah. Cha-ching.
Cha-ching.
And I spent it in Vegas, baby.
Lost it in Vegas.
Hell yeah. But I had a good time.
Brilliant. All right. You finished?
I finished, yeah.
Had your fun?
I've had my fun.
Okay. Thanks for listening. Get the podcast wherever. Sure, you have it now.
Yeah.
Share it, like, subscribe when you get notifications when a brand new episode of Una loses the run of herself.
You're going to need a bigger gravy boat. Sorry.
Go weigh some butter.